The isolation of the soul begins with a rise of Jewish hegemony over Western civilization. Prior to and even during Europe's emancipation of the Jews in the 18th century, Christian monarchy, providing stability and contentment, ruled the continent. It was World War I that marked the turning point in modern history, whose deadly effects on modern man can still be felt today. With World War I's end, the great transformation of Western society from sovereign kings for the people to democracy, ostensibly in the name of the people, that began with the French Revolution, was completed. Four Christian monarchies were annihilated at World War I's end: the Habsburgs of Austria, the Romanovs of Russia, the Hohenzollerns of Germany, and south of Europe, the Kingdom of Greece. Democracy, though touted as marking the end of history, in which no further political structure is desired, can be defined as any country ruled by Jews. For in a democracy, manipulated by propaganda and campaign funding, Jewry, which pulls the levers of the mainstream media and political favors, determines democracy's final end product, the union of synagogue and state. Now, this poses a dilemma for modern man. For modern man, immersed in the Jewification of his culture, useful to the Jew alone, dies a sure and certain death. This dilemma, the sickness of the 20th and 21st centuries, can be diagnosed as the isolation of the soul, which finds modern man cut off from the one unique entity that historically has opposed the Jewish imperative, the church. Only one man, Russian President Vladimir Putin, is dedicated to restoring the tradition of the Byzantine Christian Imperium, the Symphonia of Church and State, where a union of synagogue and state is forbidden. It was Putin, remember, who purged Russia of the Jewish oligarchs and is reviving the Orthodox Church throughout the former godless Soviet Union. Only by a return to sacred monarchy and its alliance with the historic church, fashioning a non-Judaized culture, can modern man live and breathe again. For in the polluted air of Jewish hegemony, with its negation of Christ's resurrection, and in its stead, homage before Holocaust monuments to the Jewish dead, a choking gas for resuscitation, is modern man's last hope for survival.